Good afternoon and thank you so much for being with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours the headlines. CAA team approval calls to increase budgetary allocation to ACC. National Malaria Elimination Committee is doing malaria vaccine this month. And in international news, Greenland for admission to bolster Eastern flank after Russia drone incursion.
The Hawkinson News. If you want some monotone.
Now the news in detail. The Community Action Against Corruption has expressed its disagreement with anti-corruption stakeholders calling for increased budgetary allocation to the Anti-Corruption Commission as a means to improve its performance. CAAC Chief Executive Director Dyson Kendall has stated that boosting the ACC's budget will not solve its performance as the Commission's failures are not primarily due to lack of funding. Mr. Gendel has stated that the real challenges facing the ACC stem from compromised leadership, specifically individuals appointed as Director General and board members who are often selected as political new roles or for appeasement rather than for their commitment to fighting corruption. He said the ACC suffers from lack of effective and independent leadership, not lack of funding, noting that increasing funding to a compromised institution will not yield meaningful results.
These people are appointed for their community to the teaching regime, and we must look at their own views for this election. Type of corruption fight. So all the serious ones, they are not the commission. They are interested in administrative data, not even funding. So we can increase funding the way we want, but the important political question is not appeal. We address the structural inefficiency and structural improvement that means we are working on the course of the work up to the institution of the people's funding.
The National Malaria Elimination Center said plans are underway to launch a new malaria vaccine in the country by 22 September 2025. The country hospital news center assistant director, Dr. Charles Panaka, has revealed that the vaccine has already been tested in Malawi, where it contributed to a 30% reduction in malaria cases. He has described the upcoming vaccine as a game changer in the fight against malaria in the country. Dr. Panaka has added that once rolled out, the vaccine will be available to all children under the age of 5 at health centers across the country.
I hope that you are excited about the new malaria vaccine that is going to be launched soon by our Honorable Minister of Health. It will be a game changer. We've seen it working in places like Malawi, where the cases are reduced by 30% because of those implementing that. There is a plan to launch the malaria vaccination, which will be given to children under 5. So the spearheaded by our colleagues from the expanded program on immunization. So it will be part of the vaccines that our children receive when they go to the clinic. The plan is this September. In our initial plan, they are thinking around the 22nd of September.
The group has expressed regret over the tragic death of Anderson Jamba, a 16-year-old grade 11 pupil from Mwani Secondary School and resident of Jamba Town compound, who was fatally attacked by an elephant yesterday in Livingston. In a statement, Ministry of Tourism Principal Public Relations Officer Mary Bamba has confirmed that the incident occurred around 6:30 hours in the cold storage compound area. Ms. Bamba has stated that preliminary reports indicate that the fatal incident happened after a group of local youth chased and provoked the elephant by shouting and throwing stones at it. She has noted that this is the second fatality within a week resulting from the deliberate provocation of elephants by a living mob, despite repeated warnings and appeals from officers of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Ms. Bamba has strongly urged members of the public, particularly young people, to refrain from chasing, provoking, or harassing elephants and other wildlife enterprising that such behavior endangers both human lives and animal welfare. chief senator of the Lengo speaking people in December district said he is advocating for inclusive participation of women in the mining sector, describing it as a lucrative industry with vast untapped opportunities. In an interview, the traditional leader has emphasized that mining is no longer a male-dominated field and encouraged women to take advantage of the economic benefits the industry now presents. Chief Shamaka has revealed that his system has already begun mobilizing women to form corporations and apply for mining licenses as part of a broader initiative to promote gender inclusion in the sector. He has noted that the initiative aims to economically empower women and ensure they share fairly in the nation's resource wealth.
We are advocating for women to participate in mining because mining has become very attractive now, okay? There is money there. When you have gold, then you have millions. Just 2 grams, you have millions. So we have women participating in mining. So in the system, we have women in mining assets. Then these women have been formalized, have been mobilized to form cooperatives. Then these cooperatives have applied for Tanzania mining licenses. As I speak now, we have got women, young women, and men who are participating in the mining.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Zambia Tourism Agency has launched the third edition of the Holiday Amaloko domestic tourism campaign with a target of reaching at least 5,000 local holiday makers over the next 6 months. Speaking during the launch in the Southwest, Deputy Chief Marketing Officer Amanda Spongo said the agency has leveraged technology to monitor how tourism packages are experienced and to provide yield and an impact assessment or aimed at delivering maximum value to local tourists. Mr. Spongo has noted that the campaign is in line with the government's broader agenda of promoting tourism as a key driver of economic development.
Together, we can make Take a Holiday Amaloko not just a campaign, but a movement that drives growth, inclusivity, and pride in Zambian tourism. We have also harnessed technology to track how these packages are being experienced, giving us real-time insight to measure impact, refine offerings, and ensure that every sponsorship delivers maximum value to domestic tourists. Together, these efforts make Take a Holiday Amaloko not just a campaign, but a movement that drives growth, inclusivity, and national pride in tourism.
Meanwhile, Minister of Tourism Rodney Kukumba has expressed hope that the campaign will attract 5,000 new domestic tourists, urging key players in the tourism industry to actively support and participate in the initiative.
They work on packages which we feel are going to be affordable for you, the locals. We have given ourselves a very ambitious target. You may have heard from the CMO talking about we want to touch a minimum of 5,000 holiday makers to go and explore the sights and scenes of Zambia. If only we can get a minimum of 5,000, those 5,000 will be ambassadors of this country to other residents here in Zambia. We are looking at an average of about 150 operators. These could be tour operators, these could be lodge owners, hoteliers, these could be restaurants, our indeed activity owners.
Bunny, thank you for these messages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit the nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
More local companies will need seats in front of the seats after more than a dozen drones entered Polish airspace on Wednesday. Denmark, France, and Germany have joined a new mission to go for the military alliance's eastern flank. As I noted, we arrive at certificates that later. Tensions have been high across Europe since Poland accused Russia of an unprecedented incursion. The BBC has more.
The Qatari Foreign Ministry says no gold status stage since Israel's deadly attack.